Regarding moderation, the hadith tells us, the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, was told that I, Abdullah ibn Amr, had said, I shall fast each day and spend the whole night in voluntary prayer for as long as I live. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, asked me, are you the one who said this? I replied, indeed, I said it, O Messenger of Allah. May my father and my mother be your ransom. He said, you will not be able to sustain this. You can fast, but with breaks in between, and you can get up for the voluntary prayer, but you should also sleep. Fast 3 days of a month, and as the value of good deeds is tenfold, this is equal to fasting forever. I said, I'm strong enough to do better than that. He said, then fast 1 day out of every three. I said, I'm strong enough to do even better than that. He said, well, fast 1 day and not the next. This was a fast of David, and it is a most fine. I said, I'm strong enough to do better than that. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, replied, there is nothing better than this. Now I wish I had accepted the advice of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, that I fasted 3 days a month. This would be dearer to me than my own children and my wealth. We are also informed, I have been told that you observe the fast every day and stand for voluntary prayer throughout the night. I said, that is so, O Messenger of Allah. He said, do not do this. Fast and then leave it. Sleep. Then stand in prayer. Your body has a right, your eyes have a right, your wife has a right, and your guest has a right. It is sufficient if you fast for 3 days a month, because every good deed it has a tenfold value, and this way of fasting is equal to fasting forever. But I was hard on myself, so hardship was imposed upon me. I said, O Messenger of Allah, I feel strong. He said, then observe the fast of David, the Prophet of Allah, and do not add to it. I asked, what was the fast of David? He replied, half the time. When Abdullah became old, he would say, alas, how I wish I had accepted the first waiver of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. We are also informed, I have been told that you fast every day and recite the entire Quran during the night. I replied, that is so, O Messenger of Allah, and I intend only good in doing so. He said, fast like the fast of David, the Prophet of Allah. He worshipped more than any other man and completed the recitation of the Quran in a month. I replied, O Prophet of Allah, I am strong enough to do better than this. He said, then complete it every 20 days. I said, O Prophet of Allah, I feel strong enough to do better than that. He said, then recite it every 10 days. I said, O Prophet of Allah, I have strength to do better than that. He said, well then, recite it every 7 days and do not add to this recitation. So I was hard on myself and hardship was imposed upon me. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, told me, do you not know you may have a long life? Then I reached that which the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, had spoken. When I became old, I wished I had accepted the waiver of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. We are also informed, your son has arrived. We are also informed, whosoever fasts all the time is considered never to have fasted. This was repeated thrice. The fast most acceptable to Allah is a fast of David, and the prayer most acceptable to Allah is a prayer of David. He slept half the night and then stood in prayer 1/3 of it, and then slept again 1/6. He would fast 1 day and not the next. He never retreated in the face of the enemy. We are also informed, my father had married me to a woman of a good family and would inquire of his daughter-in-law about me. She would say, a fine man indeed. I have come to him, and he has not lain down in our bedding, nor has he withdrawn a cover. When he continued for some time, my father mentioned the matter to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. He told my father, send him to me. So I went to him. He asked me, "How often do you fast?" I replied, "Each day." Then he asked me, "How often do you conclude the recitation of the Quran?" I replied, "Once a night." Then followed that which has already been related. When Abdullah became old, he recited 1/7 of his nightly recitation to some members of his family during the day to lighten his task at night. When he needed relief from the fast, he would fast alternate days for a few days and make up the number of fasts he'd miss later, just in case he should leave the practice that the Prophet left him doing.